And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Nosebleed Section Podcast. I'm Pat McDonald. Joining me today is former Athens Wildcat standout and current St. John Fisher quarterback, Mason Lister. How are we doing today, Mason?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Happy to have you on. Obviously, a big few weeks for you. Your third year up there at Fisher, been the backup quarterback for the first couple of years and through the first few games this year. And then you finally get the call on the road a couple of weeks ago at the University of Rochester, your first collegiate start. When you found out, obviously, you never want to see a teammate get injured, right? But then you get the opportunity. When you found out you were getting the starting nod, what was your the thoughts running through your head?
You know, I won't lie to you. I was definitely a little nervous. You know, I got a lot of people banking on me to step up and be great. But obviously, you know, you never want the guy ahead of you to be hurt. We're all one big family here at Fisher. But when I got the nod, you know, there was nothing else I could do than be prepared and give it my best. And I think that's what I did. And we just ended up falling just short right at the end.
Yeah, obviously your first start there, you go 17-29 for 222 through the air, a couple touchdowns. Also ran for 117. Talk about that. You were down, you know, late in that game, and then you lead your team. The punt pins you back at the 1 yard line. You have 99 yards to go for a game leading drive there. What was that like? Talk about that drive to lead your team 99 yards to the end zone and take a lead late in that game.
Honestly, it felt like a movie almost. You know, it's been a long time coming for me to see an opportunity, and I got that opportunity. We're pinned back on the 1 yard line. I think we took a couple inside zone runs to try and get us out of that jam. And then we were able to take a deep shot with our wide receiver, Jalen Brantley, and he hauled in a big catch for us. We got all the way down there and we ended up punching it in. And that was really the game switch for us. You know, we finally take the lead and everybody was feeling good. So that was a huge drive for us.
Obviously, tough loss there at the end. They come back and score. You guys had a chance at the end. I was watching on Flow Sports. It seemed like pass interference in the end zone on that last play. I'm not sure what you saw on that, but obviously a tough loss.
You know, yeah, you know, that could have gone either way for sure, and that's been talked about. But at the end of the day, we came back as a group, and we said, you know, there were plenty of opportunities we could have had to not even be in that situation in the first place. You know, I mean, it didn't have to come down to a fourth and long back shoulder pass in the end zone and bank on the refs to make the right call. But, you know, there's a lot of things we could have done differently.
Obviously, you know, a good first start, but a tough loss. And you get your first collegiate win as a starting quarterback last week, 21-7 over Alfred, 197 yards passing, also rushing score in the win. Talk about getting that first W.
You know, it was good for the mental, you know, just to see a win go through when I'm starting at quarterback there. So, you know, I really got the team behind me and you know, this team, it's got something to offer, man. We're excited to see what we can do. We got a big matchup this weekend and coming off a big win at home is really nice for us. So we're excited to see what we can do.
Let's kind of go back a little bit before we talk about this weekend. Talk about your journey at St. John Fisher. I remember when you made the choice, really excited. Then, you sit behind a couple of quarterbacks the last couple of years. It was their backup last year. What's it been like to get to this point and have that starting job for now?
You know, I learned very quickly that college football is definitely not high school football. You know, there's so many different things and it's such a more complex game of football. You know, back in high school, I could kind of roll out and just kind of be an athlete, run around and make plays. You know, now it's, I got to know the coverages. I got to know if a safety's spinning down, you know, and to be able to take my first 2 years and be behind experienced quarterbacks, you know, I think that was good for me at the end of the day. Obviously in the moment, it's like, you know, like you really want to be that guy, but it was definitely nice to get some true experience passed down to me. And here I am in my junior year, you know, I'm excited. I finally got my opportunity and I'm really trying to make the most of it.
Now, you know, this day and age, a lot of kids see one sign of adversity and they're jumping into the transfer portal. Was there any thought of that after last season when you didn't get that starting job?
Honestly, no. You know, I've really built a nice family here. You know, I love my teammates and my teammates love us. You know, we made a big coaching switch heading into the spring here. And I wasn't exactly sure how that was going to go, but I mean, it worked out great in our favor. I mean, we love the coaches love us, and we have a lot of trust in each other. So, you know, it's really exciting.
Yeah, what's it like working with Coach Sagala there, the new offensive coordinator? I know you had a relationship with him. He was there early on in your recruiting process, left for a year, now he's back.
Yeah, I had him freshman year, and it was a challenge, you know, being at the bottom of the depth chart and having to work your way up. But I learned a lot of things, and he's awesome, man. He knows so much about the game of football. And to be able to have a quarterback coach that played that position, I think he played at Cortland University, and he was a standout there. And so to be able to learn under him, you know, it's really been great for me.
Let's go back to your time at Athens. What do you remember? Obviously all-time passing leader for the Wildcats, obviously a lot of good memories. What's some of the stuff that stands out for you, and what did you learn from Coach Young and the whole crew there?
You know, Coach Young taught me so much more about life, you know, rather than football. Obviously he taught me a healthy amount of football, but you know, he really paved the way for me, you know, and I'll always have a deep spot down in my heart for him and that whole organization. You know, high school was great times. I love being an Athens Wildcat alumni, and I'm excited to see what my future can hold coming from just a small town and try and put the town back on the map there.
Obviously Athens football having a really good year. Have you got to see any of the highlights this year with kind of your replacement there, Connor Davidson, following in your footsteps, a 4-year starter?
Absolutely. I got to work out with them a little bit over the summer, kind of see what the team's about, and they're off to a great start. You know, they're beating teams I've never beaten before. So, you know, like the Canton and the Troy, you know, they're putting up battles and they're winning those games. I think the coaching staff's doing a great job down there, and Connor Davidson's playing really well. When you can offer more than just sitting in the pocket and being able to run around out there, it's special, man. So I'm excited to see what he can do for his future as well.
Speaking about running, I don't remember you too much running in high school, but watching your first two games as a starter at Fisher, you're lower on the shoulder. And I mean, you're running for, you know, a couple hundred yards in your first two games. What's it like to kind of be a dual threat now at the college level?
Yeah, you know, it's nice. You know, freshman year of high school, I probably walked in there at a 155 weight wise, and now I'm here at college, and I was definitely slim walking into college, but now I'm sitting around 210 pounds, and I feel comfortable out there. You know, I feel like I can hold my own. So being able to run is huge in college, you know, being able to just stay ahead of the sticks. So, you know, I like, it was kind of a shocker to me too, but once I took that first hit, I was like, oh, okay, like, well, here we go. And being able to run is huge.
I was going to say, obviously, what was the difference like as far as, you know, after a high school game, you know, four quarters compared to college? Was there a cold tub in your future after that game at UR? I mean, you took a lot of hits.
Yeah, honestly, I've never hopped in the cold tub in high school, and I'm definitely in the cold tub all the time now. I mean, after that game at U of R, I felt like I got ran over by a bus. So it took a good 3-4 days to get back to feeling, you know, normal. I haven't felt that in a long time, so that was definitely an eye-opener.
Let's talk about the support you got from your family and friends. I know I went on a trip with your dad and mom last year to Cortland to watch Fisher play. They're at every game, right? And I know it's a cool scene there on the road, especially the Fisher tailgate is pretty famous now. All the families get there and go to pretty much every game, right? So talk about the support from the family, the friends here in the Valley community, and just Fisher as a whole.
My family's great, man. You know, they're the reason I'm here today, and they're the reason I'm so successful here. You know, they've paved the way for me since I was just a little kid. In regards to tailgates, I mean, you know, Jim Lister, he's a big tailgater. You know, they take pride in showing school spirit, so that's awesome for us.
Yeah, talk about the support you get from the Fisher family, right? I know they show up on the road, and I'm sure at home this weekend against Brockport.
You know, Fisher's awesome, man. It's one big family. Like I said, the day I got here, you know, everyone supports each other. It's a very nice community. And in regards to the whole football family, I mean, everyone's one big family. I know they got a bunch of group chats, and they take care of us well. So I'm excited to try and keep the momentum going for not just the football team, but everybody that supports us as well.
Speaking of support, obviously taking over as a quarterback middle of the season, kind of what was the reaction from your teammates, and kind of did they just hop on board right away? I know you've known him for a couple of years now, but to be their leader basically after, you know, the other quarterback starting the first few games.
Absolutely. I was the two for a long time. So I was able to build a lot of connections and a lot of trust with those guys. And obviously, like college football, it's tough. You're taking a beating. So they know it's a next man up mentality. And when he went down, I believe they believed in me. You know, I told them I'd give them everything I got from the second I stepped out there. And I think after maybe the first quarter, they were like, oh, okay, like this kid's got something. So I just tried to keep it going from there. And I'm slowly building trust with those guys for sure.
Let's talk about this week, a big rivalry game with Brockport, right? What's it going to take? They're a really good squad. You guys are looking good this year. What's it going to take to come out with a W?
You know, they're a great football team, and that's for sure. I mean, they're probably going to be the best team we've played yet this year. It's going to be a war for sure. You know, two great defenses, two great offenses. We're going to go head-to-head, and we're going to put on a show, hopefully. So, you know, it's going to take everything we've got, you know, from what we've been taught and all the preparation we're putting in this week. Watching film, practice, reps, you know, it all matters. So even the little things. So we're excited. It's going to be a dogfight, and hopefully we can come out on top this weekend.
Before I let you go, let's talk Valley a little bit. Give me your favorite restaurant when you're back home.
Favorite restaurant. Got to go with Yanuzzi's. I've never had a bad time at Yanuzzi's.
Absolutely. What do you miss most about the Valley? Obviously, just a few hours away, so I'm sure you get home a lot, but what are some of the things you miss about being here in Athens in the Valley area?
I miss all the friends, man. You know, everyone's kind of off on their own journey now. And I knew that day would come eventually, but you know, like Carter Rude, JJ, they're all doing their own thing. So, you know, it'd be good to see those guys. I definitely miss those boys back home.
And what's the major right now? What are the future plans?
I'm studying sport management. I haven't quite made up my mind exactly what I want to do yet, but there's so many opportunities here and I'm sure I'll fall in the right place.
All right. That is St. John Fisher quarterback, Athens High School graduate Mason Lister, getting ready to play Brockport this Saturday at noon up there at St. John Fisher. Mason, thanks for joining us here on the Nosebleed Section podcast, and good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Take care.
And I want to thank Mason Lister for joining me here on the Nosebleed Section podcast. Been a while since I've done a podcast here, recorded one of the Nosebleed Sections, so happy to get it back going. I couldn't think of a better guest than Mason Lister, as he's off to a good start as the starting quarterback, taking over a few games in to the season for St. John Fisher. That's going to do it for this time. If you have any suggestions on who I should have on next on the Nosebleed Section podcast, don't hesitate to send me a message through Facebook on the Choice 102 Facebook page or through my personal page. You can also email me at pat.mcdonald@radiganmedia.com. That's going to do it for this edition of the Nosebleed Section podcast. We'll talk to you next time.